That is We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister, and that is apropos because today we are going to talk about refused mail and, more importantly, the people who put notes on their mailbox that say no ads, no junk mail, anything like that. Michael, do you have... I'm here with Michael.
Hi, everyone.
And Michael, do you have any customers? You delivered a bunch of like residences.
Right.
Do you have people who do that?
I've had customers who said no ads and I don't give a crap. I just still deliver anyway.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Because we have to remember that the customer, like, yes, we serve our customer and the person who's receiving the mail is the customer. But really, the customer, who is the customer?
Is the person who paid for the postage.
That's exactly right. That's who's paying us, really, to do that job. And that job is to put that piece of mail in the box.
And then, so when the customer says, oh, this is, I don't want this, a return to sender or whatever. No, right. No.
Well,
we don't throw any of that away.
There's a nuance there.
Okay. There is.
Because, and this is, okay, this is the important distinction. So customers are allowed to refuse any mail piece. If you give them a bill that they don't want, they can write refused on it. They give it back to you and we're going to return it to sender.
Only if it's first class mail.
If it's mail. Preferential mail. Preferential. Yes. Yeah. Right, then we're going to return it to sender if it's preferential mail, or if it's non-preferential mail that has an ancillary service endorsement on it.
Right.
Then we're going to put it in the return to sender. We're going to mark it up as refused, return it to sender. If it's non-preferential,
like,
don't you dare say, go ahead, say what you're like going to say.
Like non-profit,
yeah,
pre-source standard.
Marketing or bound print amount.
Exactly, EDDM.
Yeah, they can refuse that too. Don't try to say they can't. They can.
Oh, they can try.
No, dude, they can refuse it. We're just not going to return it to sender. We're going to throw it into the U-Bum.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Dude, don't start this shit.
No.
They can refuse any mail piece. But what they cannot do is have a standing order of refusal. They can refuse. This comes out of the DMM. Don't make me pull up. You want me to pull up the DMM? That's what I thought.
Okay.
They can
refuse. What is the DMM?
The Domestic Mail Manual.
Domestic
and it shows mail. How you're supposed to handle mail.
I don't
mail
think I've
pieces.
Ever heard of that one.
No, because it's really like, it doesn't come up very often. But it's come up like when you have questions like this. Like, what am I supposed to do with... Because, dude, refused is a valid carrier endorsement. All right, I'm gonna break it down. Refused is a valid carrier endorsement. We have a whole list of carrier endorsements. Attempted, not known, no such number, vacant. Refused is one of those valid carrier endorsements that is a valid reason for non-delivery. And it's not limited to class. Just like attempted not known is not limited to a class of mail, refused is not limited to a class of mail. They can refuse any piece of mail they want, but they can only refuse that specific piece. So go ahead, say your nonsense.
Well, like nonprofit mail,
yeah,
pre-sourced standard mail,
yeah. Okay? Non-preferential mail,
and yep. We are not the ones to throw the mail away or put them in the U-Bum.
Sure,
they need to make that decision.
So okay? here's the distinction. This is the way I cover it in the carrier. All right, go ahead.
And so even though a customer could have wrote saying, "Hey, refused" or whatever,
yeah,
what proof do you have? You don't. So the only way you got is to give it back and say,
"Dude."
That's why I look at to cover yourself.
And I'm teaching by the book.
Okay. I'm looking at to book. Cover your ass.
So here's how I explain it in the academy. Maybe you'll come around explanation. This is why it's a controversial topic, which is why it's worthwhile to cover here. If I'm putting ads in the box, say I'm in an apartment complex, and somebody says, hey, I'm in apartment 322. I don't want an ad. No problem. I'll drop it into my U-Bum bucket. That's refused. But if they have a note in their mailbox that says no ads, my ad's going right on top of it. They cannot have a standing order of refusal. They cannot refuse whole categories of mail, but they can refuse individual pieces regardless of class.
See, I look at it different on that one.
Because I'm looking at it by the book.
Again, because just like how you said it.
I taught in the academy.
The person who paid for the postage wants you to deliver to that address.
Yeah, but dude, that would be the same with a first class piece of mail. Okay. They could refuse that too, even though somebody else paid for it.
Well, that's because the first class mail, you can do a return because they pay for that whole service. Pre-sort standard, non-profit, they're one-way mail.
That is true. That's what the U-Bum bucket is for.
U-Bum bucket is for is if when
undeliverable.
Undeliverable because people don't live there.
No, it's any valid carrier endorsement can go into the U-Bum. Dude, we have hit this our 5 minute timeline. Yeah, this could be a whole
this could be episode. A long conversation.
But it would just be us arguing back and forth.
The way I look at it is just cover your ass.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You're right. The most important thing is don't be putting stuff into the UBAM just because you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely not okay. There has to be a valid reason for non-delivery.
Just okay. To make sure you cover your ass. Right. For me,
and we also,
I keep delivering it.
Right. We also agree that if the person has the note on their box that says like first class mail only, we ignore those and mm-hmm. we deliver everything.
Yep.
All right. That's good enough. I'll take that. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next time.